All I Need, Brad and Ronnie, January Cove, Book 5. Written by Rachel Hanna, narrated by Jennifer March. Chapter 1. Brad Parker was anything but serious, but this morning he was feeling very serious. His bank account was dwindling a little more than he'd like, but such was the life of a contractor, he supposed. Still, being a single guy running a crew of contractors didn't leave a lot of time for a life, especially a love life. For the last year, he'd watched all three of his brothers, and now his sister, fall in love with their soulmates. It was like something was in the water, and he was avoiding the water. Right now, the focus had to be off women and on money, or he was going to be living in a homeless shelter. Of course, he was being dramatic, as he knew his mother Adele would never let that happen. She'd have him a room set up in the Parker house in a heartbeat. But he didn't want that. He was a grown man, and he needed to support himself accordingly. Always the funny one in the family, Brad had been finding it increasingly difficult to smile lately. It had been a few weeks since his brother Kyle married his love, Jenna. Just before that, his sister Addison gave birth to beautiful Anna Grace, and she was cozily cuddled up with his longtime friend Clay Hampton now. And then there were Aaron and Tessa, and Jackson and Rebecca, too. Even his mother was making strides to move on with her life after rekindling an old friendship with Harrison Gibbs. And then there was Brad. Funny, outgoing, never bothered by anything. Yet he was bothered. Very bothered. Agitated, even. His personality felt like it was changing from fun-loving to jealous of his siblings and even his mother. He felt left behind, like some kid who lost his mother at the grocery store. Sure, he dated every now and again, but nothing ever lasted. Either the women didn't get his sense of humor, or they were flat-out boring. And boring women made him want to poke his eyes out. He'd had one real love relationship, but he didn't like to talk about it. He didn't like to talk about what she'd done to him. Right now, he was more worried about money than women. He'd lost the Davenport job, a major contracting opportunity in downtown January Cove. His bid had come in lower than competition, but that didn't matter when the competition was related to someone on the board of the corporation buying the plaza Brad had bid on. He'd been counting on that job, and when it didn't come through...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?